So the very condition of integral yoga is acceptance of all the paths of yoga, without claiming that this is superior to the other. But when you do that, you find that every individual has his own method of integrating. You should integralize, but there is not one uniform method by which you integralize. Everyone grows where one is and integrates all according to his own or her own line of development. So there is no fixed proposition that everyone should follow so many steps. That is why it is said, actually Mother said, it is impossible to make religion out of Sri Aurobindo's teaching. Impossible. Because to make a religion, you must have ceremonies, rituals, prescribed acts. Secondly, you should claim that this is your method, is the best method. According to Sri Aurobindo, there is no one method which is the best method. Every individual has his own method. There can be any uniformity about it. You can't say, here is integral yoga, you apply one step, second step, third step, like marching. You can't give marching orders in integral yoga. There's a complete freedom. Every individual is free to arrive at the explosion of consciousness, which is the central thing. Discovery of higher and higher levels of consciousness through expansion of consciousness is the method. You arrive at higher levels of consciousness, and what is the method? You break your limits of consciousness. Now each one has his own limitations. Therefore each one has his own method of crossing the limitations. Therefore Sri Aurobindo says, in the integral yoga, everyone has his own yoga, to be freely chosen by each one. So there can't be any process of converting somebody, saying, look, I have followed this method, now you follow that method only. And only through that method you will succeed. This is a false message. Every individual is free according to his nature, according to the lines of his development. He will be able to integrate all. The shastra of integral yoga, therefore, is to be quite different. It is not one straight line given to everybody saying, now you follow this path. It's a shastra, it's a science. So it is a different kind of shastra. So if you read the synthesis of yoga, you will find a new way of approaching yoga. It's a new kind of science, a science which can be adapted to each individual differently. So these are the three points which we wanted to make in regard to this paragraph. Now we move forward. Meanwhile, certain general lines have to be formed which may help to guide the thought and practice of the sadhaka. Although each one has his own method, there are certain general lines which can be formed. For example, I'm going to give you one example which can give you a general idea. Integral yoga you might say, has three steps. Psychic transformation, spiritual transformation, supramental transformation. Now these three lines of development, you might say in a general way, will be common to all the sadhakas who follow integral yoga. But these three processes are of such a nature, in their very nature they are such that they can't be uniform. The way in which you will come to psychic transformation will be quite different from the way in which I can come to psychic transformation. The way in which you will arrive at spiritual transformation will be quite different from the other ones. And similarly of the supramental transformation. So general line can be laid down. What is psychic transformation can be laid down. What is spiritual transformation can be laid down. What is supramental transformation can be laid down. In general. But what steps you will take, how you will grow, that cannot be laid down. Therefore, integral yoga is always an open book. There is no closeness at all. Nothing is closed. In fact, integral yoga develops with each one. It's ever fresh yoga. Nobody's yoga can be duplicated in the other one. So there are how many varieties of integral yoga will be? Millions and millions of openings, each one having his own way. This is one example of showing what is the meaning of general lines of development and yet unique line for everyone. Both the propositions are being made by Sri Aurobindo. Your integral yoga is one in which each one has his own method, even though there are general lines of development. Normally, you will not be able to arrive at spiritual transformation without psychic transformation. But even this statement is not true. Some will arrive at spiritual transformation earlier than the psychic transformation. Some may even begin supramental transformation in some respect, even when one is still in psychic transformation with regard to some others. In some other elements of your being. But normally, psychic transformation should occupy a lot of your time. Then spiritual transformation, then supramental transformation. But it's a general line, not forcing each individual to fall in line. So we read again. Meanwhile, certain general lines have to be formed which may help to guide the thought and practice of the sadhaka. But these must take, as much as possible, forms of general truths, general statements of principle. The most powerful broad directions of effort and development rather than a fixed system which has to be followed as a routine. All Shastra is the outcome of past experience and a help to future experience. It is an aid and a partial guide. It puts up signposts, gives the names of the main roads and the already explored directions, so that the traveler may know whither and by what paths he is proceeding. The rest depends on personal effort and experience and upon the power of the guide. So this is the complete statement of the Shastra of Integral Yoga.